Hi, my name is Lewis Howes, and welcome to the Daily Motivation Show. Okay, so if you haven't heard the news yet, I've got a new book out called The Greatness Mindset. Unlock the power of your mind and live your best life today. It's coming out soon, and I'm pumped to invite you to be a part of the launch team for this book. This is a rare opportunity to get your questions answered and network with other champions of greatness in this exclusive community of conscious achievers. If you're ready to receive early access to the first few chapters of the book, behind-the-scenes updates from me, plus VIP access to bonuses and giveaways, then this is for you. For instructions about how to join this greatness launch team, make sure to go to lewishowes.com/launch team right now. Again, make sure to check it out at lewishowes.com/launch team right now.
A lot of people who their self-esteem need is so important to them. What's really going on with them is underneath it is they have a fear of shame.
In terms of what? Like if I fail,
they'll be shamed, you know, they'll be like revealed as not as smart as they thought they were or not as great, you know, as they thought they were. I think the best way to look at self-esteem and the healthiest form of self-esteem is as it's not something that you shoot for. The problem with people who show mental health issues is that they have made self-esteem itself the goal, as opposed to the outgrowth of a natural outgrowth of healthy pride in something you built, some form of mastery, as well as your social relationships. Becoming fully human was how can you kind of bring your whole self to the table? You know, not just like your talent, you know. You can become self-actualized and not be very transcendent, not give back to others, not kind of get outside yourself. The self-actualizing non-transcender is the person who goes to work, they clock in, they do their job. Maybe their job isn't something that necessarily contributes much to society, but you know, they're good and they go home.
It's not fulfilling to them personally.
It might even be a little bit fulfilling, but it's not something that's really getting outside of themselves. These are values that you don't need to do them for any other reason. Truth, justice, beauty, meaningfulness. He has a long list of the B values. We call the B value perfection. You strive for excellence's sake. Mm. You strive for beauty for beauty's sake. You strive for truth for truth's sake.
Not to get likes, not get followers, not for accomplishments, just to be.
To be.
In that state.
To be. You know, you want more meaning in your life, not so that you get famous. Healthy transcendent is an emergent phenomenon resulting from the harmonious integration of one's whole self in the service of cultivating the good society. When we're in the deficiency realm or we're deficiently motivated, so another way of saying is deficiency motivation versus growth motivation. Mm-hmm. When we're in the realm of deficiency motivation, we're motivated by what we are lacking. We basically are screaming for the things we're lacking in the world. Like if we're hungry, feed me, you know, if we're lonely, like be my friend,
right.
You know, which paradoxically makes people not want to be friends with you because you come across as needy. And that's really an interesting paradox. But the growth realm of human existence is a whole different realm. If you can get to the growth realm of being, you no longer want the world to conform to you. You actually start admiring the world on its own terms. You start to admire people on their own terms, and that's called be love, love for the being of others. That's what Maslow called it. So in the D realm, you have the need for connection, but in the B realm, you have be love, which is just love for the being of others, not for what they offer to you. So what I did with the sailboat is the boat itself is the D realm, right? If you have too many holes in the boat, you know, the boat's gonna sink, right? The water's gonna come in and sink. If you're too deficient in the needs for safety, the need for connection, the need for self-esteem, and they all work together as a system is another point I wanna make. It's a feedback loop. I call it the insecurity cycle. People who are deficient in any one of those three tend to start quickly becoming deficient in the other two. But if the boat is safe and secure, you're still not gonna go anywhere unless you open up the sail, right? Mm-hmm. So it's not enough to just be safe and secure.
Yeah.
Some people are acting these days like the ultimate is just to no longer lack what they have and then they're gonna be happy. It's like, no, there needs to be something above zero, right? You can't just get from -50 to zero, right? You go to a psychologist and you're anxious, you have generalized anxiety disorder. Are you just satisfied if you leave the psychologist no longer being anxious in the world? There's still nothing added. Once you can open the sail and move with a vulnerability against the inevitable winds and waves of the sea, you move in a purposeful direction with a spirit of exploration, be love, and purpose. Despite knowing that the waves could come crashing down on us at any time, and even though we're all in our own boat, we're moving in the same sea together. So that wave can come crashing on many boats at the same time. So we need to be connected to the rest of humanity, and also still have that bravery and exploration drive to just go despite our fears, you know? And that's the sailboat metaphor, is you have to open that sail ultimately or else you're not gonna grow. You know, you have to get outside your comfort zone.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of The Daily Motivation, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to click the link in the description that will take you to the full episode of our main podcast on the School of Greatness. And if you are loving The Daily Motivation, please follow us over on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want more exclusive content and ad-free listening experience, make sure to subscribe to our Greatness Plus channel on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want to get even more inspiration from our world-class guests and learn how to improve your life and take it to the next level, then make sure to sign up for the Greatness newsletter and get it delivered right to your inbox over at greatness.com/newsletter. Again, have an amazing day, and I'll see you tomorrow with another episode of the Daily Motivation Show.